Do I ever know if it's a bot? Am I a bot?
You know, Jay. Hello. You know.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Jay, Matt, and Alana.
It is us.
Yeah.
We are hungover this week.
Who's
no,
hungover?
No, not anymore.
How dare you?
I'm not literally hungover. Metaphorically hungover.
What you could say instead is that there was a Tuesday Night Gaming reunion.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
And everyone listening has missed out.
That's right.
Yeah, Jay's friend's going to be like, why don't you invite me?
A good time was had by all.
Yeah, he likes Titans.
He, oh,
yeah, that's
Horace.
Right.
Yeah, he probably will.
Next time.
I know he was playing video games and texting me. He's like, he's playing Avowed.
Oh, really? He's playing Avowed? The only one?
What's that?
Some game that got bad reviews.
What? It got quick. How dare you?
I heard bad things.
You don't know how to use it, Jay.
Matt just ran in front of me and grabbed the bat out of my hand. I was literally like reaching for it.
To use it. How?
No, I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. You take it. Want it?
I did take it.
Oh, yeah. Today we're playing Fortnite. Forgot to mention.
Holy.
We're talking Skeleton Crew episodes 5 and 6. And I have a hot take, guys.
Not 7 and 8.
You have a
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Hot takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got hot takes. You ready to hear it?
All right, go ahead, yeah.
This is your buns?
This show is better than Andor.
That's a spicy take.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'll tell you why.
You agree that it's better than Andor?
Oh my god, yes, it's definitely better than Andor.
Whoa, that's
a good question. I'm not as like slavishly devoted to Andor as most other fans.
Yes, long-time listeners will know you've made that very clear.
Yes. All the parts with Mon Mothma is like.
No, she's great. I actually like her plot a lot.
She's the glue that holds it all together.
If I may continue my point, it's because Skeleton Crew feels more like A New Hope.
Okay.
I thought you don't like things that make you feel like it's the same property over and over again.
Yeah, you don't like fairies.
You guys are so literal. It's not literally the same as A New Hope, but it it has a similar feel.
Yeah,
especially
these
episodes that we'll be talking about today.
Yep.
Sure. What's this pulse scanner?
And it keeps the adventure going. It's exciting.
There's adventure, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So should we jump into episode 5?
Let's do it.
Let's jump into episode 7.
Wait, Matt, did you watch the White Lotus episode 3?
No, I did not. Okay. Thanks for bringing it up now, though.
No problem.
Yeah.
Look at this badass trunk.
All right, let's go get those rare chests. All right, so we begin with the parents planning to get out of the barrier or to send a message. They're working on like their own conspiracy.
Yeah, they have their own plan. Guru,
not
like,
conspiracy, just their own plot and plan.
Well, they're secretly conspiring.
They're not supposed to do.
I guess. That's a weird way to put it.
So, Guru noticed that the guy behind the dad is the hammerhead guy from the bar scene. And she said, I like the camel guy.
Who?
What does he mean by that?
What? Oh, Guru said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the camel guy?
He's not a camel. He's a hammerhead.
The Ethorian or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, from Mos Eisley Cantina?
Yeah.
Hammerhead. Okay. Hammerhead is what you noobs call him. Mm-hmm. You might say. Yeah.
Okay, so the parents are planning, and there's like the part of the security droid where you can't get anything past him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that.
An old pop shotgun.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool. So we'll be interested to see what comes out of that.
I really hope they explain what the deal is with this society.
They will.
It's like
Adam society.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta stay protected from the Empire.
We already know they're just a very secretive group. They don't want to be bothered.
Well, they probably saw the war was coming, and they were like, "Fuck that!" And then they cut themselves off. They didn't want to deal with the Trade Federation.
Palpatine's behind it all.
Or it could just be like the U.S. and our government, just like protecting our assets.
Well, Jay, nobody in fiction is ever secretive and closed off for like good reasons.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess Wakanda does. But even that's questionable.
But they're not our government.
No, I'm saying nobody in fiction. There's no fictional closed off society fictional for like good reason. Yeah. Usually have some dark secret they're hiding. That's
fine. That makes
fighting?
Well, my guess is that they were like, we're going to stay hidden until the war is over. And then the security droids just took over and like didn't unhide the planet when the war was over, because they were like, Palpatine's bad. And so then they kept it. That's my prediction. Yeah. That's an Alana TM prediction.
You think the security droids are like, I think
it's probably just
even or their programming, because like a lot of the theme of this show is droids and their programming, right? Like the girl tricking her nurse droid, and them tricking the Nick Frost droid. Yeah, the pirate
SM-33.
Droid.
SM-33. SM-33, yeah. You might say.
SM-33.
Guys, Christian ruined SM-33 for me.
Why?
He said because he's me. Get it?
Me from
me from Pirates of the Caribbean?
From Peter Pan.
Oh, from Peter Pan.
All right, so he's not Smee. That didn't. I'm fine with that. That doesn't make okay.
Well, anyway,
speaking of funny incidences of names, did you notice that Jude Law's name is Judd Na? So it's just like, what can we make it super easy for him to remember?
Jude
or Judd?
Yeah, Joe Na. Yeah, so it's J-O. N-A-W. So it's just Jude Law with like one letter off.
He has a bunch of names. Alan, Paul, go to the blue. Go to the blue, please. All right. So SM-33, he gets all his memories back, and he tells them a pirate story about the legendary pirate Tack Renard or something like that.
I feel like the song that comes up later about him. Yeah.
Yeah, and they
it
learn.
All comes together.
He disappeared. Yeah, I mean, it's again kind of like we already know.
Oops.
He tried to find out and it disappeared. Nothing too crazy there.
But close then, the loop.
And they learn the next MacGuffin we're going to hunt for is Skull Ridge Mountain, where he left he conveniently left the coordinates to.
Shenandoah River.
They're running out of time, so they got to move this plot along. I was okay with that. It's like enough of the fetch questing. No, the show's turning to void.
It's not really a plot. It's basically just here's the next. They keep trying to find the coordinates and they don't. It almost would be nicer if they had some kind of subplot, but I guess that's not to be.
What? The subplot is the kids learning who they are.
That is the question.
Well, he's definitely a force user. We learned that in this episode.
We've learned that before.
I think it's still magnets.
It's magnets.
Yeah, it's definitely magnets. Yeah. It's
okay,
magnets.
Andrew made a really good point about that. When do they get to the vault? Am I skipping ahead?
That's in the next episode, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Remind me about this episode, about the vault. Yeah. It's in this episode?
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Okay. Yeah. So they go to Skull Ridge Mountain. I like the part where somebody asks what's a concubine and he changes the subject.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, there's the part where with Dad.
Chug jaw, take the chug jaw.
I have one.
Wim is sad, which I get because he's in way over his head.
That was a nice moment. Although it doesn't really, the timing of it is a little bit questionable. Like it's not a particularly dark and scary moment, you know.
Why does it have to be dark and scary?
Well, there's a reason why. What's the change that causes him to act like that in a way that he hasn't until now?
I think things just slow down. You get a chance to stop and think about what was actually happening, where he was.
Yeah.
All right. I'll buy that.
His conniving chances have come about.
Also, they're about to go to a pirate hideout, which sounds fun if you're a kid, but it's also kind of scary.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah. And dangerous.
Yeah. So he has a heart to heart with Jude Law, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
And then they go to they They end up on Lanapau.
I wrote it down because it's just such a silly name.
But... it sounded like Zach, Castle in the Sky.
Oh, I don't remember the castle in the sky's name.
It's like Lanupa.
Na 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 na.
I'm gonna look it up. Bother me.
It's like Lilliput.
Castle in the Sky.
Diamond in the Sky.
Laputa.
Oh, wow, similar.
None of you guys got my crown, did you?
No.
Nope. Yes, this is the spot planet, which is great. And this also, I think they've literally done this in a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, it's like Ryza, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the place you get killed for walking on the grass?
No. It's like Ryza's like the pleasure place.
Oh,
yeah, okay. the hint is that there's like prostitutes.
You guys want to fight?
Concubines?
Yeah, we can fight these guys.
Yeah, and it's another. It's not very. I don't know how to say it. Like they're like, okay, everybody. It's like a neutral planet. We have our own guards, and all you have to do is behave. Oh, behave, Alana. What are you doing in the sky?
I don't know. I don't know how I got here,
Mister. Get down here.
It's. I think it's interesting. This a neutral planet, even though there's no war.
Well, it's a pleasure planet, so. It's showcasing that there's other things than just Alderaan and
that's fine. But then you kind of could see what was coming, which is that they get attacked by pirates and they're like, help me!
Yeah, something's gonna happen.
Kids allowed.
Well, it would have been fine if the kids weren't there. Damn kids!
Pretty fine.
Yeah. Yep. So they land. They get the disguises. Their disguises, the Great Elders, which is funny.
Yeah, like from Bluey.
The grannies.
Yeah, the grannies.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny because there's, you know, in Star Wars there's lots of short creatures like Yoda.
Why can't I get in?
But yeah, there's multiple short like aliens, so it all kind of checks out.
It's in the storm. Fuck.
Oh, sniper. Yeah. And which makes sense that
And so they go to the bribe. Zach, did you like how what's her name from Preacher was in this episode?
Who?
The head of the spot.
I was wondering where I knew her from. Yeah, I was wondering where she was from, but she's Featherstone.
Yeah. And she was also in Better Call Saul. If anybody saw that episode.
Yeah,
if anybody saw that episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one. Fuck.
Phone!
Okay. So they're in the spy. He pays the bribe to Featherstone.
So it makes sense that, like you said, there was a lot of short people. But it's... so it's smart that John knows the planet and all that stuff. Because then he's like, oh yeah, the kids, they'll fit in with the others. It's very convenient and it's very smart and it's well done. I appreciated it because initially when you see them come off and you're like kids and then you're like, this is like what is happening, and then later on you realize, oh, it kind of sort of plays because there's a lot of people who are incognito as well, so like it just plays really well. Like the build, the shock of it initially is like, oh, come on. And then you go, oh, okay. That's why he did it. Okay. I kind of expected them to be the four kids in the trench coat initially.
Yeah. It basically is that.
So you're saying they knew perfectly well that it wasn't that they were kids, but they were willing to look the other way for some money?
No, he's saying that in Star Wars, there are aliens that are short and wear robes like that, so it was believable.
Yeah, understood the culture of the planet because he's been there. Like, he understands what would pass and what wouldn't. And so, like, by doing that tactic, it worked well. It would have paid off if the kids weren't such kids.
Sexy bounty hunter? He runs into the pocket, the sexy bounty hunter?
Hang on, dude. A couple of other things before we get to pocket. Sorry.
But, yeah. Like, if they didn't get hung up because the kids are being kids, then whole pocket thing wouldn't have even mattered. But, yeah.
No, what I was going to say is, I think this is the first time they've used the term basic in Star Wars live action. Amazing. Yeah, anyone want? I don't know if anyone wants to fact check that.
No, no, it's definitely.
I don't think that's true.
Doesn't C-3PO say I can speak basic at some point?
I don't think so. I think it's from the extended universe.
No, no, it's legit. It's been multiple. It's been said multiple
Wikipedia
times.
Wikipedia would
change the. Change the landing site.
Ah, you did. Why did you do that? I was looking at Mount Fuji.
You'd be paying attention. Ah, goddamn it. No, but did you like her? Did you like Pocket's line about? Go ahead, but go ahead, dude.
Well, I'm saying before we got to Pocket, I had a couple of things. Also, I just like the recurring joke about the restraining bolt with Smee. I mean, SM33.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why he's Smee, because his name is SM. Oh, I'm with you now.
SM33.
Okay, I got it.
Sorry, dude. Now you can say what
It's called SM. Well, yeah, if we could finally move on slightly in this episode. Did you guys like her line where she says, I check the pucks? I keep checking the pucks.
It's from Mandalorian.
That's from Mandalorian. Remember, they have the little pucks. That's how they get their the hockey pucks. That's how they get the their assignments.
The chick, the Scottish chick or whatever.
Australian. Yeah, the one that's hot for.
Alana, once again, your accent detection is impeccable.
What is it?
I was Irish.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. But I could be wrong. Yeah. Anyway, so she's all, you know, Jode or whatever is such a popular guy. He can't help but just run into people he knows everywhere.
Apparently, he's the most feared pirate in the Seven Systems or whatever. But I like the comedy where everything's fine. Then he seems really scared when he's like, kids, we gotta go. Run.
Yeah.
I like that.
A little over the top, if you ask me.
No, I liked it.
I would say. Okay.
Take that, Jude Law.
You should, wipe that smirk off your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I also like when Neil said, so you have bad blood with this lady? Why don't you just say sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was like genius. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so, she calls, he's like, he says, she's going to call us in, and then she does. He's right. Yep. She's immediately on the phone with the other guys, calling them in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so they send two ships, send two squads to help.
Right, but in the meantime, they investigate, they're looking
Indiana around. Indiana Jones traps.
Oh, wow, you jumped ahead of
that. Wow, yeah, they jump way ahead. Yeah.
Whatever, they like investigate. They're like, oh, it's the pipe. We got to follow the pipes. Oh, yeah, we got to talk to Cthulhu.
Is this the part where they argue about whose team should be on, or is that in the next episode?
No, that's in this one. That was great.
It's okay. In both, but yeah.
They also meet at a hut, so I had to jog Guru's memory about what a hut is.
Uh-huh. And, he tries to eat the attendant. Classic hut.
Yeah. That's a good move. I also like
the ping pong table.
A callback to the Jedi 1 and Jedi 2 on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Is that a callback? Oh, right, from the first episode, yeah. Zach and I are going on ahead to check out the supply drop. Yep, that was funny. So they investigate. There's a little bit of action because they have to fight the guards.
Yeah, again, it was funny where he's like, okay, don't worry, I have a plan. And the plan is run. Just run, Jesus, run. And also, the kids use their various skills, like Wim tells stories to get that guy to be friendly with them, and KB like smashes a pipe to like put mud on the guards so they can run away.
Yeah.
So this was—I thought this was a really good episode.
It was good.
The spa setting was a really good one. Really interesting.
I liked how affronted he was that his lair became a spa too. The droid.
Oh, yeah. Everything with me was great. When he kept trying to strangle Featherstone, but then the restraining bolt stopped him.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to go to the black market?
So the pirates show up, and they start blasting everything in sight, which I don't want to be difficult, guys, but this does prompt the question.
Then don't.
I'm gonna ask it anyway, which is, if this planet is so easy to invade, why didn't they just do it earlier?
Who's they?
The pirates?
Yeah.
Alana, Jay, we need help.
It's like an allied system, and they would call the New Republic.
Well, which is exactly what they do.
Right.
So then they meet this like giant monster in the basement?
Yeah.
Yep. This is where Wim's ability to tell stories comes in handy.
That guy was cool.
Yeah. It's a little hard to see, at least on my computer. Or on my TV. But yeah. Yeah. And I always enjoy it when the kids all scream. That was funny. They befriend him.
Yeah, anyways, like they use their special skills.
Right. Right. Right, exactly. And then here's the part with the booby traps. Alon, did you have stuff to say about the booby traps?
Yeah, it was like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. Another great Lucasfilm property.
Yeah. They don't own it, though. They don't own it.
Not in this case. I also was amused by the part with the laser trap that, like, miss the kids barely because they're too short.
But
that again,
happens in the young Indiana Jones adventures.
But again, it's like their short creatures exist in Star Wars. So
okay, relax.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm so technical this time. I should get a YouTube career.
Yeah.
Doesn't someone get totally like wrecked by these traps? One of the people that works there. Or were the pirates?
Yeah, I think when they come in later.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever actually see it. But I guess that guy doesn't get killed by the acid bath.
A lot of people get killed by which guy?
Yeah, I mean, they call in the acid bath later, but it's not, I don't think it's any named characters. I think it's just...
Yeah, no, red shirts.
It's just red shirts, yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the eye comes back later.
Oh, the guy, Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he's in that part on the ship later, so.
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah. I think.
So they make it through all the traps. I like the traps. But then, and they find, like, the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jode has his heel turn. Anyone see this coming?
Wait. Before that.
Yeah.
Of course, you saw it coming.
They have to do they have to find the key or whatever. They have to find the way to get into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like turkey or whatever on the table. And the kids are like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's right.
And so.
Oh, yeah. I like that part.
Yeah. And so they like try to step on it, but it falls through. And Jode like does something where he just like reaches over carefully and grabs it or something. Right?
Why didn't you use the force? Was that what you were about to say?
Why didn't you use the force? Boom.
You didn't need to. Boom.
Yeah, that would have been a pretty good time to use the force.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of like trapped. Good point, dude. I mean, Alana.
It was Andrew's point. Alana. Yeah.
Oh, good point, Andrew.
Maybe he's hesitant because he hasn't used the force in a while and he feels a little out of practice.
He doesn't seem to be that scared
uses it all the time.
Yeah.
He uses it when he needs to.
He uses it on the fucking Jedi book.
Yeah.
He uses it for, like, stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Alright, you guys, let's get out of here.
Stupid stuff, how dare you?
He does. But to impress a kid.
Right.
Hip straight. That's,
no, that's dumb.
That's not stupid, that's a good reason. Alana, come on.
I'm doing the quest.
What's the quest?
The collect the bars.
You can do that later. The storm's coming.
Oh, okay.
So
anyway,
I
this part's great too, where the little kid has the lightsaber and he's like threatening Jode with it, and he turns it on upside down. Oh my god! Incredible.
The little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, our main character.
The main character.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
You like that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's something that should happen more often in Star Wars, I think.
Over here.
It's almost like they subverted your expectations.
Yes.
My expectations that children know how to turn on lightsabers. If anything, that is what should happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I also like the part where it's the puzzle about the sacrifice puzzle and the explanation for that.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over that a little bit. It's like a pirate would never throw treasure into acid.
Yeah, like they didn't care about yeah, like pirates don't care about lies, but they care about
treasure.
Well, I mean, it's an explanation that actually makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Of the world.
Agreed.
Yeah,
and it's not like they could do the Thanos sacrifice again.
Oh, like a person.
Yeah. That it's a kid show. That would never happen. I have to say, I have to ask you guys though. In that part with the acid pool, I didn't understand why it drained. Did he use the force on a lever or something? I think I missed it. I must have.
No, that's the that's because he threw the coin in.
Reaction with the coin.
I didn't see him throw the coin in, so I guess I must have been taking notes or something.
Yeah, they throw a coin in and then somehow
and it reacts with the acid.
Yeah, if you're asking us to explain the technicalities, we can't do it.
Science. Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you definitely do not need to explain the technicalities.
Great.
I hear someone nearby.
Well. We were going to go fight those where those bullets are. All right, so they
how
find...
You guys don't have crowns anymore. Is it because you died?
Yeah, it's because we died. They find the treasure room. They look. Do you guys like how they have to look for the captain's log, like on Star Trek?
Yeah. And again, it's like the Cave of Wonders where they're not allowed to touch anything.
Yeah.
But I thought that the bad guy pirates were going to get caught in the booby traps in the treasure room.
Well, they deactivated most of them.
No, in the treasure room. He said the loot is probably trapped.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't deactivate those. They just didn't touch it.
Sniper.
That's okay.
Go on, snipe.
So guys, I thought his heel turn was really well done.
Too bad I'm terrible at this.
There's a person right here.
Well done.
Okay.
I don't know about extremely well.
You liked it. I mean, obviously he was going to do that.
It was like telegraphed six ways from Sunday.
Yeah,
but like the way where he was like, I challenge with the pirate's code, and then SM33 is like, well, you got to do it. I thought that was good. I thought it all checked out. It all made sense.
It's the first time they've invoked any real pirate thing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Are you just waiting for them to say parlay?
Yeah, basically.
Parlay.
Because Gru was like, I don't understand why did SM33 just let them fight? And I said, because he had to. He's a pirate droid. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, there's literally a pirate's code, and he has to obey it because he's programmed to.
How sad.
No, it was good. It was scary.
I'll have retreat.
Okay, and Gru is also confused because SM33 says, a pirate challenge, 1-on-1 fight to the death. So then Gru was like, well, if it's to the death, why was she allowed to yield?
Because it's like,
honorable.
Come on, Gru.
It's a reasonable question.
It's a kid's show is why, okay?
Yeah. So he doesn't have to kill a kid on a kid's show.
Yeah.
All right, so they find the log, they attack, they have the challenge. No, Zach, no, not you not getting out too.
Okay. Yeah, they have the challenge, and then they escape through a trap door, which I thought was pretty smart.
Maybe you could drop them in acid.
I actually didn't think it was that smart. So
it was not a good idea.
So at the end, it's like, yes, I understand that you don't want to be taken prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand that they don't want to be taken prisoner, but he's going to Ad Aden.
Right, yeah. He was just gonna they were just gonna be like hostages.
Yeah.
He hasn't killed him yet.
Yeah, he hasn't killed him, gave him the opportunity to yield. Like, it was, they just,
it
was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't know KB had the coordinates.
Right.
Yeah, but it was just like, escape. You got to escape.
Which is weird. Like, I don't, like,
it's
she
not
didn't...
weird. She has a computer in her brain.
Yeah, but she wasn't the one that was jacked in.
But she saw it. And maybe
photographic memory.
Yeah,
probably like a mechanical photographic
face, memory. Face sensors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a memory recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just I'm like,
Zach, do you want to get in on this fight?
They're on the roof. Probably. They have multiple snipers.
We don't attack a fixed position.
Let
the storm drive them out of that fixed position.
Rutherford and Lower Decks.
They're fighting somebody else. Yes, it's very much a Rutherford vibe.
Yeah, her thing does whatever the plot wants it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this case, it makes sense. It's not like you just made up an ability.
Well, we don't really know what her abilities are, so, you know, could be anything.
Okay, so at the end, he pulls the saber to him, and it really looks like he was using the Force. Just saying.
Oh, the saber is metal! It's a magnet!
It must be a strong magnet.
Yeah, it is a strong magnet.
Lightsabers aren't made out of magnetic material.
Okay, what are they made out of? Yeah.
Come on in, Jay. Right,
are we on the next episode yet?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on to the next episode. I don't have nearly as much notes about this one.
But with the crabs.
It was also classic Star Wars in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So the tunnel is, so they slide down the tunnel, and Jode gets captured immediately.
I like how SM-33, so dangerous to the kids, is not that dangerous to the pirates. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, the pirates are fully competent.
Right.
Unlike the kids. Actually, from behind. So anyway, so Joe was captured, and then the X-Wings come in.
Is it time for Dominion?
It's X-Hard for three sizes. No.
One
more.
One more.
Not even nine.
It's close. We round.
The X-Wings come in, and they attack, and it's kind of exciting. It was actually kind of a slow-paced fight, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
It was just to scare them off the planet.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, chasing them around. They don't get paid enough to actually bring them in.
Yeah.
And then all of the sudden, out of nowhere, KB is really mad at Fern.
Yeah, I mean,
it was out of nowhere.
No, you could tell it was bubbling throughout all the other episodes.
She's a big
bully. Fern is a big bully, and KB can't take it anymore. And I agree. Stop bullying, Matt. 2025, stop the bullying, Matt.
There's no indication. I didn't see it. I'm like Fern. I don't know.
I don't think Fern is a bully. I do think KB's criticism of her is accurate, that Fern always thinks she knows best, even if that's not actually true, as we learned two episodes ago.
Yeah, it's not even that she doesn't know best. It's the fact that she just is incapable of processing anybody other than her own thoughts.
That's not what KB says. She says, "I'm mad at Fern because she treats me
like a normal person, like a person who can do
it." And I'm not. And I'm not.
But she doesn't because she doesn't take into consideration of anything else. Like, she doesn't, pay attention to the, she doesn't read the signs very well.
She doesn't accept KB's limitations, yeah.
Like, if Fern's her best friend, he should be more careful with her and her limitations.
And stop taking her for granted, yeah.
Yeah.
KB can just do whatever and solve all my problems when I run into problems. Like, fix my bike, find me these parts, do all these things. And KB's like, how?
So guys, I'm sorry if I'm being slow, but I thought those were two separate but ultimately unrelated criticisms of Fern that KB had. I thought she was mad at Fern for not taking in other people's input, but then also says later that Fern thinks she can do things she cannot, she being KB.
So initially, she talks about when they decide to split, I mean, it's not blatantly said, it's not literally said, that she doesn't take other people's consideration, but she does kind of, she semi-says it. Like, it's not the direct words, but then we find out it's really because she just doesn't take other people's, she doesn't take input from other people and doesn't pay attention to what other people are saying or doing. Because KB has tried multiple times to be like, hey, I can't do stuff, but then you just tell me to do it. And when she's like, the speeder's dangerous. And she's like, yeah, well, find me the parts and we'll be fine. So it's all of that.
Yeah, I see. But yeah, so the kids split up in a way that I didn't really buy. I didn't really buy that Neil would go with Fern. You know, Wim is his best friend, and I understand that he's a pushover, but first, Wim is his best friend, and also, Fern was asking him to do something dangerous that he can't do.
Yeah.
Climb a cliff. Not even she can do it.
I mean, they're all acting, in my opinion, they're all acting out of character for the purposes of creating the plot, creating the scenario. They wanted to split the characters up to create new and interesting combinations, which is fine, but then they acted in a way that was not true to the characters, in my opinion.
You know, it didn't bother me that much, but I did find it a bit strange.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But it was a little strange. Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So what else? So, right. So Fern's going to climb this giant cliff to get back to the ship. And KB and Wim are going to go hang out with the trash crabs.
Yeah. Mm. Who are telling them to follow them. And they're like, yeah, good idea.
Well, they just kind of repeat whatever they're told. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, again, it's a good theory. It checks out, but also you can see why I live in trouble. Heavy enemy presence, lots of enemies.
They split up, right, and then Jode is he's off with the pirates, so he's nowhere near our heroes anymore. He's completely off on his own, and he sings like a pirate song?
Yeah, he sings this chanty about Ned Gerard, or whatever that guy's name is, which I love that.
Jack Gerard, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, Ad Atten. He did sail, or whatever.
He did sail. Oh, his name is Dak Atten, and he sailed.
Yeah. And then, of course, I think we also have this comment that he convinces the pirate crew to join him.
Right.
For one last score. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, it's all heading for one big confrontation in Ad Atten.
Right.
I like it.
Right, because he has the coordinates and the kids have the coordinates. Although there's two episodes to go.
Yeah, so well, they have to have an episode where they all learn to love each other again.
Oh, the kids, yeah. So we learn that KB's circuits are corroded. And this was... So it was a good... I liked that they did work with on KB's backstory, and we learn more about her, and we learn about her. Back, you know, she was like by far the least developed character, I guess. It did just feel like it came out of nowhere, but whatever.
Oh, I mean, she was like coughing and like stuff in the earlier episodes.
Yeah, she's also like, I don't think I should go into the spa, and they're like, why? And she's like, nah.
She's like, yeah, never mind.
Like,
I guess I can. I like that. I really like the conflict where Wim is the one who has to save her, and then she's like, you just saved my life, Wim.
Yeah, you think they're going to pair them up?
Yeah. Screw ship them?
I think ship she does, but Disney hates romance now.
Romance? So. What about... No, that doesn't. What about super hot Jason Mendoza?
Ew, that was like... That wasn't love. That was like gross... gross
that was like cult tension. Domination.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. That was like S&M.
Man. That TV show must have created so many fanfics.
Yeah.
I can only hope so. It's nice that like all Wim really did was follow KB's instructions, which is makes sense that a kid could do it. Even though the thing where they were like pouring like the gold or whatever into the ground, I was like,
a circuit. It would work.
Yeah.
100%. It works.
Good enough for a show. Like, I'm not gonna overthink it. I'm like, okay, neat. At least they tried to think about it.
Yeah,
they didn't just like find it.
At least it wasn't just like take this and plug this into something else.
Yeah.
But like, also, it worked.
Reverse the polarity of the neutron flow, or whatever the fuck they say in Doctor Who.
It's literally what I do when I need to make stuff. At times,
you dig a hole in the sand and.
Yeah, it's a 100. Yeah, you do it with tin or you do it with aluminum. It's super easy.
Are we fighting this thing?
Aluminium? Yep. Yes, we're fighting the armored car. It's a heist right here.
So it did feel very much like a kid's show, like lesson, where it's like, you can do it, actually.
there can be miracles when you believe. Yeah, so they have the kind of disability. It's a close call, but yeah.
But ultimately, KB's life is saved, and it was all very sweet.
Yes. Yeah.
Well done, KB.
They meet the giant trash crab. They're ridiculous. Yeah.
Hermit crab.
By the way, hermit crab. Never mind. Sorry, keep going.
No, I mean that's it. They meet the trash crab and then they get scared and then
the trash crab wants to eat them.
Yeah.
We don't know that for sure. Justice for the hermit crab.
Yeah, very... Well, what possible utility can like function can something like that have?
I don't know.
What?
Like why is it there?
Because
it takes the technology the trash. It's like a hermit it. Crab, like Jason.
Yeah, hermit crab makes a home.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think it was really going to eat them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, whatever. I don't. It's fine.
All right. So then they are the other guys, Wim and or what's his name, Neil and Fern. They jump to the ship.
Yeah, this was exciting Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
an epic rescue.
Yes.
And Oh, also, okay, so it's a big rescue, and then they have to rescue the ship from a trash, not compactor. I'm sensing a theme in this, but a trash, like, melter.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Hold still, I'd be happy to jump in.
Oh, I thought this was a road. Fuck.
Yeah, so do you guys, the preview kind of gave it away with the button about the whole exterior, whole detonation sequence?
Ugh. That scene.
You didn't like that part, Jay?
No, I thought it was stupid.
I thought it was clever to a degree, because we hear the message of how he super armored up his ship and all that stuff, so it makes sense that it made sense. But at the same time, Wynn was in the turret, and you could literally... Oh my god, I'm stuck in this freaking car. I can't get out.
It's like bugging.
Yeah. Wynn is literally outside of the armor plating.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
And then the armor plating gets ripped off, and you can see the little turret. And then suddenly the turret is gone, and when the ship flies out, there's no turret, but then there he is in the ship. I was very upset with whoever designed that scene.
Yep, I can see that.
Yeah, it didn't totally hold together.
I mean, it was the armor that blew off, not the turret, but.
But the turret was outside of the armor, so when the armor got ripped off, it should have. Ripped open the turret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It should have. But I like how they telegraphed it by saying that the pirate captain had armed the ship before. So it didn't totally come out of nowhere.
Not totally, I guess. Yeah, I mean that whole... It didn't jump the shark for me, but... This whole kind of like, and then there's this giant creature-esque thing that's eating the ship.
It's not really a creature. It's a robot.
Andrew said it was like Toy Story 3.
Yeah, totally.
I need
ammo. Too much like Toy Story 3, if you ask me.
I just
not enough like Toy Story 3.
I just found it amusing that the characters had to avoid a trash compactor again.
Different kind of trash compactor.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. They waited a long time to build up the dramatic tension before they hit the button, though. So that was kind of nice. So they try to escape the demolition appears, and then they have a brand spanking shiny new ship.
So, or at least on the outside.
At least on the outside, yeah. Watch on the inside; it's going to change too somehow.
Then we can sell another toy.
Anybody want that bat?
Yeah,
not good.
I have no ammo, so I need it.
I hate being so cynical. But yeah.
Yep. All right.
It wasn't as good as the one before, but it was still very, so good. And then, and also all the kids are all sorry. Everyone's sorry.
We're all bonding.
Everyone's apologizing to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a place to get ammo?
Not that I also need ammo.
Wherever the wind may take us, you guys.
All right, so we're moving on to questions of the day. Doesn't look like Guru needs a pickup, by the way, but I should still try to finish up.
Okay. Oh my god, I can't believe Allison's getting home now. All right, question number one. Would you rather no more wind or no more clouds?
No more wind.
They both cool you off.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how could you have rain without clouds?
Well,
I could see clearly.
Would be like a sunburst.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You're right. On a sunny day, would you rather there be no wind or no clouds?
Sunny days.
On like a hot day.
On a sunny day. Yeah.
Well, if it's a sunny day, there are no clouds.
When you're really hot, would you rather be a cloud, like the big puffs of clouds, or wind to cool you off? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, just like, yeah. Yeah.
I would rather the clouds to give you shade, because then you're going to get less of a sunburn also.
Hmm. I would agree with Alana. But the they're both good. A nice breeze is nice, and you could go sailing.
Sailing.
Yeah, if we're talking breeze versus crazy wind.
Mm-hmm.
Wind. A breeze.
Yeah, we're not saying crazy wind. We're just saying
enough to cool you off.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I'd rather no clouds and I'd rather have wind.
Mm-hmm.
I like the breeze.
Breeze is always nice.
Yeah.
You like the sun too.
Yep. You guys weren't kidding about the ammo.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Right.
Alana, you said cloud. You said no wind, right? You wanted clouds.
I want clouds.
Okay. You want clouds? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Everybody answered then, right?
Yep.
Okay. Question number two. Alana, you have one. Do you want to save it? Do you want to save it for next week, or do you want to save it? Or do you want to do it this week? Okay.
Okay. So, imagine you're in Costco and you're not allowed to have a cart, and you can only like hold like enough that your arms can carry and check out that. What would
you buy? Like a zombie movie.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, what's the scenario? Am I planning a party?
No, it's just like you don't normally have a membership, so you just get to go in, but you don't your friend's like, you can't have a cart. I need the cart. Only way you can carry it.
I'm amazed that you always want to ask follow up questions about my ones, and then this one you're just like, you're at Costco, what do you buy?
I am also amazed that Alana is the one receiving follow up questions.
What? Am I giving you toot about it? No, I'm answering logically.
Well, yeah, because your question was incredibly ambiguous.
No, it was not incredibly ambiguous.
Matt, you don't even have a Costco membership, okay? So imagine you're there as someone's guest and they're out of carts. So it's the only way you can carry, okay?
Storm.
Matt, do you want this porta bunker? Never mind.
I have porta bunkers. Goodbye, Alana. You waited too long.
So I will say, for the purpose of answering the question, I would want to get peanut butter pretzels, which are my absolute favorite at Costco.
Nice.
And then after that, I'm not really sure.
He's so hurt.
Maybe.
Where is he? I don't know where he is.
He was on the rock.
Peanut M&Ms.
I had knocked him off.
He's still there. He's still there. He's still there.
Fuck! All right. What are you? Sorry, Zach. What would you get from Costco?
Peanut butter pretzels and peanut M&Ms.
Yep, I think so. And then like other snacks, because they don't really do anything else.
Lots of Red Bull. Lots and lots of Red Bull and lots of salmon and tuna.
Mm.
Tuna.
Well, my sashimi daughter, grade. My daughter eats a lot of Yoplait vanilla yogurt. So I'd probably get that. And she eats a lot of pancakes, frozen dime pancakes. So I'd probably buy those.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's easy to pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very interesting, but
it's all right.
Yeah,
and a laptop.
I
don't know if you guys were all there this weekend.
Is it like free? Is it like
no?
Everything
you're
free?
No, it's not free.
Oh well, then I'm just walking out.
Come on.
Red Bull snacks.
I get cheaper stuff.
Red
Bulls than Costco.
Were you guys all there this weekend when I was saying they sell PS5s at Costco?
Yeah, they sell everything.
Yeah, they sell everything.
Yeah, but there was a time not long ago when PS5s were hard to get.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago? Speed of Castle World guy.
Da, 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 da,
getting
da,
old,
da,
Dick.
Da, da, da. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Did everybody weigh in?
I think so.
Sure.
Alana, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Part of like why I like going to Costco is then I like find new stuff. So I probably get eggs and those like oat milk and those Korean chips from the party.
Oh, yeah, those are 5-2. I can't believe Zach got a 5-2 on one of the best 5-2 kingdoms I've ever seen.
Oh my god, fuck you, Zach. Seriously.
Yeah, you go to hell.
Eat shit.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck it.
So you don't know. You would get a lot.
I just said.
Yeah, she got the Korean chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
oat
right.
milk.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say something about how you can't afford the eggs.
When did you get into oat milk?
I've never really liked normal milk.
You like oat milk?
I like almond milk. And
flavored almond milk?
Wait, Alana, you have a 5-2 hand too?
No, I just bought a chapel because it's the best card in Dominion.
I'm yelling.
Ah!
Okay, and then question number 3.
Okay, all right, question number 3 comes to us courtesy of Zach, and I will let him try to explain it. Here's what I have. You're buying something at the store. You give the cashier cashier cash, and she gives you back your change. What do you do?
Yes, what do you do with
your
change?
Shove it in your pocket.
That's it? I put it back in my wallet.
I take it and put it away as quickly as possible. I don't waste any more interaction putting it back in my wallet. I'm out of there.
Any more interaction? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's not a waste.
Not a waste, but like I don't try to prolong the interaction any more than I have to.
I put it back in my wallet because I don't want to deal with it later. So I'd rather have it be awkward.
You put coins in your wallet?
Yeah. Well, obviously the coins go in my pocket, but the bills, the change bills, go back in the wallet.
Is this at a what location are we at for this?
A store.
Any store.
I'm with Alana, I think, in this case. I would rather not stand there in front of the cashier and put bills back in my wallet.
Yeah.
I'll just do it later.
I already have my wallet out, I already have my money clip out, so I just shove it in. I fold it, slide it in, and I'm out. What, you put your wallet away before you get your change? No.
I guess you could.
If you're paying with cash, you already have your wallet out, right? So then there's no extra effort. You literally just slide it in and shove it in your pocket.
Well, it just takes a little bit longer. That's okay.
Takes half a beat of...
A beat? The beats go on? The beat goes on. Okay. So, I guess I'm really not paying attention today. Did everybody weigh in?
Yes, I think everyone did, dude.
Okay, so before we're done, since that one was so terrible, I want you guys to weigh in on something I was listening today on a different podcast, the Spitballers podcast. Shout out to the Spitballers. Mm-hmm. They were talking about showering. Okay. And one of the questions that they were talking about, it was actually a statistic, but I don't remember what the statistic was, but it was about what percentage of people wash their hair facing the shower. Like facing the nozzle,
right?
Yeah. Some people, yeah, weirdos do that, like Andrew.
Yeah,
weirdos. Okay, yeah. I do that.
You do?
Do you think it's not just men? I feel like women don't do that.
I don't do that.
I don't. I like to lean my head back. It's luxurious. Yeah. It feels like I'm getting my hair washed. Because it is getting washed.
Now that I think about it, I don't know if I actually do. I have to pay attention next time because I feel like I kind of I stick my head out to the side of the water and then bring it in. If that makes sense?
No.
No.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. But yeah, it seemed strange to me at the time, but maybe it's not. Now that I think about it, it's not so unusual. I think it's also a height. Maybe it's a height thing.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. It's harder to lean back. And if you're tall, to get the full effect, you have to lean forward.
Right.
That makes sense. I guess when I had long hair, I think the initial wetting of hair was lean my head back, but like, what?
The game.
Yeah. Okay. So I gotta go. Sorry. Bye.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Rematch?
Yeah. Anyways, back to my answer.
Oh, wait. Well, a rematch. Should I, like, do it? We can't do it.
God damn it, Zach.
So, yeah.
Just because we yelled at him?
Probably.
No, probably.
I think initially, when I had long hair, I would do the initial wedding with my head back. But then, like, actual rinsing out, I did Ford.
Okay. Yep, I believe that. I believe that. All right. Well,
join the game, Jay.
Zach couldn't have waited 2 seconds to have us wrap this up.
See, this is how much Zach likes you, fans.
So a lot.
Could not wait.
Look at this. Look at this kingdom.
And now I have a 5-2 on a crappy, totally different.
Yeah, this is totally crappy.
So much worse.
Well, that sucks, dude. Sucks to be you.
It sucks to be me. Alana, take us out.
Thanks for joining us on Tuesday Night Gaming. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time for 2 Skeleton Crews and 1 Daredevil.
Yeah. Whoa. Dare to be devilish.
Yeah. I'm going to need help remembering that.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
It's on the calendar.
I don't.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.